It's a good day for a hike. All around Los Angeles, there's trails located near your home. I'm currently in the city of Lakewood, California, about 5 minutes away from my house, and there's a nice trail in the neighborhood. Able to get out in the morning and have nature within the city. It's important that we find avenues of exercise that we enjoy. Welcome to Crown Kings Changemaker Series. This is our very first episode, and I'm excited. This episode is all about hiking. I love to hike. I've been hiking for years. Every chance I get, I like to hit a trail and just get out in nature and be a part of it. It's great to know that LA has a ton of small trails sprinkled throughout different communities. I used to go to this one trail in Long Beach all the time, and I take my kids, and I've been going there for years. And now I just found this one, which was in the city of Lakewood, about 5 minutes from my house. And this trail is cool. It's nice and small, goes to the canal, very nice. And on the topic of hiking, I would love to introduce you guys to a group called Black Men Hike LA. Black Men Hike LA consists of black men getting together every first Saturday of each month at a different trail in a different part of the city. They come together early in the morning and they hike. They talk, they network, they share. I was able to experience a hike with these fellas at the beginning of the year, and it was quite the experience. There's about 75 of us out there at Griffith Park Observatory, and just being in that environment, being in a group of men, didn't know anybody before I got there, but before, by the time I left, I made plenty of new friends, new contacts, new people I could connect with. And since then, I've been able to connect with a few of these brothers. So I'm excited to share my experience with you guys. They've been featured in the news and newspapers, and they have sponsorships, and it just shows the power of networking, of starting something and sticking to it, consistency. And that's something that we over here at Crown Kings are building right now with this Changemaker series. This is the first episode of many, and I'm excited to share with you my experience with Black Men Hike LA. Check it out.
Y'all should at least try to have at least, I would say, like a liter of water today, just to be safe. So that's like maybe four of those small bottles, two of the big bottles. Just take your time, stretch, you know.
Oh yeah,
loosen up. Glad y'all on time. I wasn't, so
parking makes a difference.
Yeah, parking's tough here, but we got a pretty good hike, man. We got something special we're gonna do today, so appreciate y'all.
My hike ambassadors, let's huddle up over here real quick.
Mike, real quick. We'll get started. Appreciate y'all coming out. Happy New Year. Y'all made the 2024. Clap it up.
Circle up.
My name is Jelani Nante, transplant from Akron, Ohio.
Yeah.
Home of LeBron James, Mansfield, okay, Ohio. I moved out in LA about 2017. My wife is from Toronto. She's born in the outdoors. Me growing up in Akron area, nature really wasn't a part of growing up. So I really didn't know about nature. And when I came out here, my wife dragged me along to kind of get out into nature and hike.
Hey man, I'm Tyrone. I've been with Black Men Hike since 2020. Black Men Hike started in 2019. It was a time when I needed community. My life was changing. And so I came out on a hike with the guys, and I've been here every Saturday since.
Just an amalgamation of black men doing something positive. You can't go wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? I know there's a lot of people that's from LA, there's a lot of transplants, but at the end of the day, we all here, we got one team, one fight, one mission. So we're just trying to get the best, get in the best shape that we can be mentally, physically, spiritually. And honestly, how could you beat that?
Perfect. So my name is Robert Avery, and I learned about this event from a friend who has done it several times, and this is the first time I'm doing it. I'm looking forward to meeting other people, other guys who like to do stuff like this, and just have a good time, get some exercise and some sun, fresh air.
Hey, good morning. My name is Kashim. This is my first event. I found out about this event just looking on Instagram, and I saw a post on for this event, and I immediately signed up. There was no second thought about it. I like hiking, and I got a bunch of my gear right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to load up and get on this hike. Camaraderie, sense of community, and just an overall feeling of feeling connected with like-minded and, you know, I would say people who look like me, right? Because that's important, you know, and that's really what I plan to get out of this. You know, networking, which is a big thing, being able to talk to other people and connect with other people, and just having a good time.
Diego McCain. I am a hike ambassador with Black Man Hike LA. Been a part of the group for a few years now. When we started, maybe 2019, it might have been seven of us. They did one hike before I joined, and then it was seven of us. And now we've grown from seven to, as you hear, 70 plus at any given time. The main goal is to reach out to like-minded Black men for mental health and physical health. So we get out in the nature, we have conversations with people that look like us, that think like us. It's a safe space for Black men, and we just look to grow it from here. And as you see, like I said, from 7 to 70, we're on our way, also growing our youth division, youth hikes quarterly, a few co-ed hikes. So I'm excited to see what we have going in the future.
Yeah, so as the first hike of 2024, we wanted the guys who came out to actually think about their year, set intentions for 2024, but first reflect back on 2023 and see all the folks that, you know, helped them get to this point. And then be able to set those intentions for 2024 as to how they can be a better version of themselves as they move forward.
Intentions, wellness, resilience, and self-determination. Wellness. I will prioritize my health in all aspects. Resilience. I will build resilience through community and more compassionate self-awareness. Self-determination. Where I go from here, it will be on my own terms.
It's awesome, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love you, Black Queen. Thank you.
About how this first hike of the year going so far?
Oh man, beautiful, man. We had a great turnout. Like 24, perfect time to set intentions. We had an opportunity to set our intentions collectively, and just hold each other accountable, man. That's what it's about, coming together, working on our mental, physical, social health, but also holding each other accountable. So what better way to do it and start off the year right?
Man, appreciate you, bro. I'm enjoying it, man.
Definitely enjoying this beautiful hike, seeing so many positive Black men coming out, being part of nature, enjoying themselves, building community. But also what I'm enjoying the most are the looks that we're getting from young Black boys and Black families who are seeing us and finding out about this amazing program. Of us hiking LA and doing amazing things around the community. So what I'm really looking forward to is the community I'm gonna be able to build by building connections with other brothers in different industries and building from there and making a real positive influence in our community.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
You got to give a number of how many brothers you got for each. What number would you give? Excuse me, sir.
It's definitely over 1,000.
That's 1,000 black men.
Yes, 1,000 black men. I'm sure it's been more than that. We got the stats, but I'm sure it's over 1,000.
It's beautiful, man. Beautiful. Nice. Keep it going. Keep it going.
So you brought your buddy out today. Brought your buddy out today. What's his or her name?
His name is Waffles.
Waffles. Nice. I can see why. How often do you do this hike?
This is the second time I've done it.
Nice, nice.
This is, I did the scouting hike for this one.
Okay. Are you an ambassador?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And what was your name again?
Muita.
Muita. Nice to meet you.
All right, fellas. Clap it up one time. Made it back in one piece for the first hike of the year. Hopefully, you got something special from this hike. I know I personally did, and I'm grateful for the space. Thank y'all for all coming out, man. I say this all the time, but if you guys didn't keep coming out, it would just be Black Man Hike, and I'd just be hiking by myself.
Today my goal was to slow down and have a good pace, and doing so allowed me to slow down in conversations I was having.
Hi, my name is Jamil Devers, and first time on the hike, Black Man's Hike, and it was just a great experience. My boy Miles told me about it, so really grateful, appreciative that I was able to come out today early. It's such a beautiful day, the sun is out, you know, nice energy. And really just to be around black males that we can connect, fellowship, collaborate with, network, in so many different ways. And it felt organic, you know, felt like you're in a space where guys can just kind of cool out. I don't know how many, if there are any more other black men's hikes groups. So this is cool seeing this type of group come together. I'm not a big hiker, but it definitely, you know, takes me out of my element a little bit and be around nature, you know, get some fresh air. Meet folks, so it was such a positive experience, and I'll definitely have to be back next time.
Started.
All right, my name is Dennis Ojogo. This was my first hike, Black Men's Hike, and today was incredible. You know, I'm originally from Los Angeles, from the inner city. I didn't grow up, you know, feeling like all of the beautiful nature that LA has to offer was really belonged to me, and it's something that I had to kind of learn as I became an adult. And I just heard about this group last week, and it's honestly the perfect thing that I need right now. I just was living in Boston. I graduated from law school, moved back to LA recently, and I've been looking for community. It's exactly what I've been looking for. I'm looking for a safe space for black men to just be ourselves. I feel like often in the world, I'm constantly aware of the fact that I am black, and I'm very proud to be black, but it's something that can feel like very difficult when you always feel like you're conscious of it, or you feel like people are viewing you a certain way. Whereas here, I feel like I could just be myself. I can just be a human being, and what a great way to get exercise, meet people, and just think critically about myself and my goals.
So that is the end of episode 1 of Crown King Chasebreaker Series. I hope that you feel inspired to get out and find a trail near your home after watching that. Black Men Hike LA meets every first Saturday of the month. They're close to the trails a few weeks before, so you do have to sign up. They do fill up fast, so be sure to sign up for that. And I hope you hit the trails soon. Find one near your home. See you next time. Peace out.